Hello. How are you? Come in, come in. My name is Jake. It's nice to meet you. I'm shaking your hand now, virtually. Yes, let's shake hands. There we go. Good stuff. Fantastic. It is superb that you have joined me here on Yotro Daily. It's Sunday, the 17th of March, 2024. This is your very own daily slice of freshly baked fun delivered directly to your ears. And today, my friends, today, first of all, it's time for a little bit of a quiz. And this is a how many quiz. Every question will start with the words how many, and therefore every answer will need to be a number. So I'm looking for a number for every question I ask today. For example, I don't know, how many legs on a spider? How many legs on a spider? Yes, it's 8, of course. Some you may know, some you may not, but it doesn't matter. Because all the answers are a number, you can have a guess. Always have a guess, always have a go at any quiz or test or whatever you do in life. Have a go. What's the worst that could happen? You get it wrong. Who cares? Move on to the next one. Good stuff. Okay, grab whoever is around, the more the merrier. Let's play my Sunday How Many quiz on Yotro Daily. Question number one. How many countries border the USA? So how many countries is the USA directly next to? How many countries can you walk or drive or travel to overland from the USA? What do you say, folks? Have a guess if you're not sure. It's two. Yes, the answer is two. There's Canada above it and Mexico below it. So two countries border the USA. Fantastic. Question number two is this. How many holes are in a 10-pin bowling ball? How many holes are in a 10-pin bowling ball? When you go bowling, how many holes are there for you to put your fingers into? It's three, my friends. Three holes on a 10-pin bowling ball. One ball, three holes to try and knock down 10 pins. Fantastic. Okay, question number three. How many zeros in 10,000? If you write the number 10,000, how many zeros do you need? How many do we need, folks? It's four. Yes, there are two zeros in 100, three zeros in 1,000, and four zeros in 10,000. Magnificent. Next up, question number four. How many players are in a volleyball team? A normal, classic, traditional game of volleyball, how many players will be on the court for one team at a time? How many players in a volleyball team? Have a guess if you're not sure. It's six. Six players on either side of the net for each team. Excellent stuff. Okay, next up, here we go. How many centimetres are in a metre? How many centimetres in a metre? Do we know the answer to that, my friends? Did we get that one? It's 100! 100 centimetres make up a metre. Fabulous. Next up, here we go. How many legs on a crab? How many legs does a crab have? What do you say? What did we say? It's 10. 10 legs on a crab. Yes, they have 10 legs so they can scurry and scuttle across the beach, sideways, of course. Okie dokie. Next up. How many weeks are there in a year? How many weeks are in a year? There are 365 days, but how many weeks are in a whole year? How many weeks, my friends? It's 52. 52 weeks in a year. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, next up, here we go. Now, the USA is broken up into states. 50 states. So 50 regions of America. There are 50 of them. But my question is, how many states in the United States of America begin with the letter M? Ooh, how many states in the USA begin with the letter M? Again, just have a guess if you're not sure. How many out of those 50 do you think begin with M? Oh, anyone guess right? Because the answer is 8. 8 states. Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Montana, Missouri, and Mississippi. Hey, good, 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 good. High fives all round if you got that. Next up is this. How many pennies are in a pound? So, we use pounds here in the UK, but how many pennies make up 1 pound? Do you know? Did we know? It's 100. 100 pennies in a pound. Yes, indeedy do. Just like 100 cents in a dollar. Okay, nexty, nexty, nexty. How many different foods did the Hungry Caterpillar eat in the book The Hungry Caterpillar? Oh, tricky. I'm looking for how many different foods, different types of food the Hungry Caterpillar ate in that famous picture book. Oh gosh, I think most of us will have to have a guess on this one, won't we? So have a guess. What do you think? How many foods, different foods, did the Hungry Caterpillar eat? Oh, what did we say? The answer, my friends, is 16. And they are these. Big deep breath. Apples, pears, plums, oranges, strawberries, chocolate cake, ice cream, a pickle, Swiss cheese, salami, a lollipop, cherry pie, sausage, a cupcake, a watermelon, and some leaves. Oh, I feel full just reading that list. Okay, good stuff. Here we go. Next up. How many do I have if I add up the numbers on a dice? 6 numbers on a dice. What do I get if I add them up? It's not quite a how many question, this one. But anyway, I'm looking for the answer. What number do I get if I add up the numbers on a dice? Ooh, did we manage that? Did we get there? I gave you slightly extra time there in case you wanted to do the adding up, because you needed to do 1, add 2, add 3, add 4, add 5, add 6, and you would get to 21! 21, 21. Excellent. Okay, couple more questions to go. Here we go. Scrabble. Have you ever seen a Scrabble board? That game where you build words with little tiles? How many letters are in a Scrabble set? That's my question. How many of those little tiles do you get? It's not just one letter for each letter of the alphabet, because there's lots of E's and lots of A's and one Q and things like that. But how many in total are there? Ooh, again, have a guess, have a guess. It's 100. There are 100 tiles in a Scrabble board set. Magnificent. Okay, final question. Here we go. How many of my questions just then had the answer 100? Oh, how many of the questions I've just asked you was the answer 100? What was it, friends? It was 3. Yes, it was 3. Scrabble tiles in a Scrabble set, pennies in a pound, and centimetres in a metre. Three questions with the answer 100. Ah, lovely, lovely, lovely. That was my how many quiz today on Yotto Daily. Thank you very much indeed for playing along with me on this Sunday in March. And if this Sunday in March happens to be your birthday, oh my giddy goodness, I hope it's absolutely tremendous. I hope your birthday is really, 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 really special. I really do. Have a great day. Happy birthday to you. Other people with a birthday today? Well, there's pop singer Grimes. She has a birthday today. Hollywood movie actor Rob Lowe has a birthday today. Former US soccer football star Mia Hamm has a birthday today. Widely regarded as the first international star of the women's game. Mia Hamm, it's her birthday today as well. And also born on this day, American singer and musician Nat King Cole, born on this day in 1919. Also, today, March the 17th, is, of course, St. Patrick's Day. Yes, indeed, it's St. Patrick's Day, so many people over in Ireland will be celebrating the National Day of Ireland in honour of St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. And I know it's a big celebration, a big party over in the US, many cities in the US as well, where many Irish immigrants moved over there to make a new life. So there we go, a huge, a massive happy St. Patrick's Day today to anybody who is celebrating. Have a great day, folks, and I'll see you tomorrow on Yotto Daily. Bye, 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 bye.